This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Welcome all those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line and on Facebook Live. Before I came up, I saw my sister Tracy, my niece Tanya, and I think my mom joined. So welcome all of those who came to hear a word from the Lord today. And I'm telling you that this message is no doubt directed by the Lord. I first want to just start by opening up and saying our opening prayer, actually reading our opening scripture. We're going to be coming from Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And it reads this way, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Let's pray. Our Father, it's once again that we come and we thank you for another day that you have given us. And oh Lord God, we don't know all thy will, but Lord God, we will trust in thee. And Lord God, my prayer today is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see me, but they see thee. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. As many of you know by now that on November the 15th, my dear wife of almost 31 years went on to glory. She passed. And I'm telling you, these are some tough times. But as I find my comfort in the Word of God, this one thing I do know is that one day we'll meet again. And the message today should be an encouraging message for us all. We're going to take a look at one of the toughest subjects I think we all have to tackle, and that is death. I want you to understand that when you have been around someone for so long, and as I said, almost 31 years, next month would have been our 31st anniversary, and then to see their life go on into heaven, there's some adjustments that got to be made. But I'm telling you, what's keeping me together is the comfort of God. If I say I believe in God, I also must believe in death because He conquers it. So one thing I want to talk about right now is death. The Bible gives us a few things about death. Hebrews 9:27 tells us it is appointed unto man once to die. You have an appointment with death. And let me tell you, you may be late for many appointments, but this is one appointment you will not miss. You have an appointed time where God has designed for you to leave this place. And no matter what we try to do to keep you here, when death comes a knocking, there's not going to be anyone to be able to stop. God tells us that it's appointed. That means there's a set time that He will come for you. Now, if that's in a set time, that means you need to be doing all those things that God has told you to do. And one is believing in His Son. So when we believe in the Son of God, when that appointment time comes, we'll be ready.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.